702 on 92.7 and 106 FM. Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and on DSTV channel 856.
18 minutes past 8, we talked to our human potential and parenting expert, Nikki Bush, the author of so many books and resources to help us, you know, keep our head above water and ace this parenting things, if that's what you're aiming for. And of course, just, you know, get ourselves and our kids through lockdown and COVID-19 in one piece, if that's possible. But it's not easy for so many people. So on that note, we welcome Nikki Bush and we say, hope you're well, Nikki. Good morning.
Thank you, Rafael Ware. Yes, I am. Thank you.
So, you know, the easing of lockdown regulations has been announced by the president as incremental. It will be in stages. But the end of school from home is not in sight. Talk to me about what your thinking is about how we can essentially wrap our minds around the fact that we're not home free at this point. But how can we sort of galvanize the forces and gird ourselves to carry on this journey of teaching our kids from home and doing a good job of it?
Rafael Ware, I was listening to your interview with Anna Trepido. And she mentioned, you know, we were talking about kitchen counter, and I'm thinking kitchen counter mathematics. And if you think back to when people lived on farms before urbanization, kids were actually literate. This is the kind of the positive spin here. Kids were literate because parents chose to be involved in they actually did homeschooling. They did proper homeschooling, as in kids didn't go to school.
Sure.
So what kids learned about literacy and numeracy, they actually learned at the kitchen counter and the dining room table and through bedtime stories. And what we have to keep reminding ourselves of is the core of education is around numeracy and literacy. And what is actually happening with schools right now is they're looking at how to do curriculum trimming, because there is no way that they're going to get our children through the full curriculum with the lost teaching time that we've already had, let alone the fact that we are going to be phasing back in over the next 2 to 3 months before all children are possibly back at school. And that's barring any further interruptions and possible lockdowns. And schools are now looking at, with curriculum trimming, sticking to the core of numeracy and literacy, which means they remove and make it optional to do things like design and technology, drama, school assemblies, life skills, life orientation, all those kind of added extras, art, things that bring a roundedness and a richness to our children's education. Those things are being put in the optional folder.
Sure.
And if parents have got time to do those, then they can do them. But if they don't have time, because schools are very cognizant of the fact that most parents are working parents today.
Absolutely.
And it's that huge pressure that parents are feeling right now to step up to the plate and be their child's teacher. And actually, the advice is you are not your child's teacher. You are the guide alongside.
Sure.
You're not your child's teacher. So I think it's about keeping perspective and doing what you can do and doing what's necessary, as opposed to looking at the whole elephant and thinking you're going to have to eat the entire thing in one gulp.
Because, you know, Nikki, it is quite intimidating. I think for me, the big looming sort of, not fear, but, you know, anxiety with teaching my daughter from home was, or rather taking her through the work at home was, I didn't want to sort of get her or derail her, take her off track with regards to the sort of pedagogical approach that they'd been using at school, right? So the way they explain multiplication was not at all the way I was going about it, or division. And you don't want to throw her off course when she's already gotten a good grounding and a good basis. So the idea that you're not her teacher, you are guiding her and helping her, eases the sort of discomfort. But ultimately, it also also, I think, it eases the discomfort and it makes one feel better. But it still is quite an intimidating prospect because we also as parents are cognizant of the lost time and are wary of doing any further damage, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely. And I think this is where schools and parents have to dance together. And this is where teachers are going to have to start producing little videos, probably for parents more than for children, or for both, to, as you say, demonstrate the teaching methodology. So because we're now beyond consolidation, those first few weeks of lockdown, teachers could create learning packs and e-learning lessons around what children had already learned.
Sure.
And consolidate. Now we're into a new phase where teachers have to start introducing new concepts. And this is where you're right. We could slip between cup and lip, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to find teachers starting to hack the curriculum by producing very short videos on this is what we're teaching the kids this week. And here's a short course for you that you understand and are in the loop. And I think that would probably go a long way to easing that fear that we have. At least we have a basic understanding. But if you've got a child in high school, there is absolutely no way that you're going to be able to teach them anything. That maths and English, the languages, is way over our heads already. But I think the high school kids have had more exposure to e-learning and online learning than the younger children. It is where you're sitting right now with 7, 8-year-olds, where that numeracy and literacy is just so foundational at the moment. So we do need to give our teachers our full support. Realize that we are the guide alongside and nobody's expecting us to have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to trust our schools that they are stepping up to the plate and doing what they need to do and giving our children what they need to give them. But everybody is under pressure. I think patience is going to be key here.
Yeah.
Being very patient with each other and also understanding where children are at. So, for example, from a developmental point of view, the biggest risk group right now are the foundation phase children. And that's your grade 0, 1, 2, and 3, because that's where your critical foundational concepts are being laid. That's what a child in grade 6 and 7 is building on what they learnt in grade 0 to 3.
Sure.
And that's where learning needs to be very concrete, real, and tangible, which is why we go back to the kitchen counter and we start working with pieces of fruit and a piece of toast and cutting it into quarters and shapes and things like that. So we're going to have to be a little bit creative, but we can only do what we can do, and so being realistic at the same time is so important.
Yeah.
And the more uptight we get, the less it's going to work. We've got to keep our children's love of learning alive.
Absolutely.
And not blow out the flame.
So very, very key. Now, you've also talked about parents themselves needing their own support in, your write-up about the parenting paradox on COVID-19 parenting paradox on parents and businesses. So you are going to need your own kind of type of support whilst you parent and whilst you are either an employee or running a business, yeah?
Absolutely. So the parenting paradox is that once upon a time we wished we had more time with our children and we felt very guilty because we were always at work. And now the opposite is true. We have our children for 12 hours of awake time a day and now we feel guilty that we're not giving our work our all. And it's such an interesting space to be in. Either way, we do need to keep talking. And I think that there's a lot of support needed around stress, around grief, because we are going through a mass loss and mourning. So interesting that Anna Tripita mentioned, the stages of grief. We are in those stages of grief, and we are flipping from one to the other. It is a hectic emotional time for parents, for children, and for businesses. And we need to become more realistic about our expectations.
Yeah.
The bar is set very high right now, that you need to be performing at your A game for work And now, of course, we're needing to perform, put that hat on as the teacher.
Absolutely.
Or thinking we need to be our children's teacher. And it's actually freaking parents out a lot.
Mm.
So counseling right now is important. If you've got access to an employee assistance program, which people in larger to medium-sized companies have, you have access to counseling. Use it.
Yeah.
If you have access to trauma counseling through your medical aid, use it. And if you can afford a coach or a counselor, you need to keep talking at this time. The more you can talk your fears out and identify them, the more you can diffuse them and find a way out of your fear.
Mm-hmm. So it seems, just looking at the time, we probably won't have enough to go into the boredom busters, but I think we can continue that conversation next week, Nikki. When we were initially faced with a lockdown and the state of disaster, we did talk about how to talk to your children and educate your children about COVID-19, right? About the virus. But now we are at an advanced stage with our experience of this, of the lockdown and with the pandemic. What should be the conversation now? No doubt the boredom has come. It has definitely set in. The frustration has come and it has set in. And in some part of our minds, I think, and perhaps in our children's minds as well, there was a bit of, you know, that magical thinking that this is a 1 month thing or a 2 month thing and we'll get back to life as we knew it. That's not going to be the case. And now that we know how lockdown will be eased, we definitely, it's been confirmed how to have that conversation with the kids whilst keeping them secure.
Yeah, such a challenge right now. And I think that the basis of this needs to be that we all need to remain curious as if we were going on an adventure. You know, it's a little bit like being an explorer in the old times, like Christopher Columbus. He set off, he set sail into uncharted waters, into new oceans, and he didn't know where he was going, but he was up for the adventure. And I think we need to kind of couch it in those terms for our children, that we are adventurers and we're going into a new place and we're going to be holding hands together and we're going to be writing new stories together because everything is new and different and we're partnering with schools in a different way. So, yes, it's still, as we said in the beginning, don't get hooked on a date. Don't get hooked on an outcome, a very specific outcome. We need to, it's a little bit like one of those open-ended stories. So I think it is about telling stories as families. It is about keeping open-ended and talking about the fact that we are explorers and adventurers in a new world.
All right, Nikki Bush, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you next week.